You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. As the debate about the verdict in the George Zimmerman trial rages on, some of the most personal conversations about the case are taking place between young black men and their friends. WNYC spoke to teens and young adults in Coney Island to see what's on their minds in the aftermath of the polarizing verdict.
I stole one. We feel like, you know, we are Trayvon. Like, it could have been any one of us, you know? Just don't wear hoodies, period, man. You know, it's like, they stereotype you.
He killed a little kid, shot him. To be honest with you, it bothers me knowing that because I'm young myself, you know, and I'm also black. At the point that if I was to see Zimmerman right now, I probably would get a little aggressive with him.
I'm not a robber or anything like that. All people are not like that. I'm just a positive 17-year-old selling water, you know, working, going to school.
I live in Coney Island. I live in Brooklyn, New York. It's a rough neighborhood. I done seen the worst of the worst. And I see people go to jail for long periods of time. There's no way in the world all this evidence is found on him that he walks away a free man.
If I make one little mistake or do one little thing wrong, it's going to cost me my whole life. So I guess I got to be perfect and live perfect because that's what they expect of me. I just think where we headed. I wonder where we headed. That's all I can say.
That was Tyreek Pau, Eric Ricardo, Daybon Evans, and Antoine Hudson speaking to WNYC's Kathleen Horn about what they've been thinking about since the verdict in the George Zimmerman trial.